Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when one of the most successful series of motion pictures of all time, the series involving the Avenger characters, has a new installment released today. We will be reviewing that, reviewing a new film by Steven Soderbergh and a Chris Pratt adventure of an American warrior who has to travel into the future to defeat civilization-threatening space aliens. Got it? We will get to Tomorrow War as well. Before we do, there's an update, which is an interesting update, involving Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the former president of Iran, who is actually in the news today. I didn't even know if he was dead or alive. Frankly, I didn't even care whether he was dead or alive, because he, thank God, is no longer in power. Now, not that there's a big improvement in the Iranian government. It's not all of a sudden a rights-respecting, powerful, and wonderful, insightful, gracious kind of regime. No, it still isn't that. But this brings us back to a classic call of the week from 2009.
The call of the week.
I get so overwhelmed. But, like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is... The winner is John in Louisville, who called up back in 2009 when I was actually making some fun of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, that's his real name, for his Holocaust denial. And this is what John had to say in reaction. Listen.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that if you're going to make fun and have Islamic Looney Tunes, I think Ahmadinejad has every right to have Jewish Looney Tunes. I mean, you're playing right into his hands.
What?
You're playing right into his hands. Your disrespect for him is only going to increase his disrespect for you. So why don't you try to do something respectful instead of making fun of the guy?
What you're saying is you believe that President Ahmadinejad would have deep and profound respect for me and for the Jewish people generally if only they showed more respect for the little twerp.
Not in that terminology, sir. You've already defeated yourself.
No, help explain this to me. Do you believe that President Ahmadinejad assaults the memory of several million people who died in the years 1939 and 1945? He only assaults their memory because he has hurt feelings?
No. You're missing the whole point of what I'm saying. If you have the right to call him a Looney Tune, then he can call you a Looney Tune, because that's what Looney Tunes do on the schoolyard. That's where you belong.
Hey, wait a minute. We ain't getting nowhere. We're right back where we started.
Disrespect from a hobo is disrespect. You know, you could be the poorest man in the world. You disrespect Ahmadinejad, he has the right to disrespect you.
The reason that I run a section fairly regularly in the show called Islamic Looney Tunes is to highlight the fact that this particular religion, unique among all the world's religions, has a big segment of it, including the president of Iran, that encourages people to murder themselves and others.
Well, calling that a Looney Tune is certainly a disservice to that. If you're sincere in your feeling, then calling it a Looney Tune is another indication of your immaturity.
You don't think it's insane?
I think you're insane if you don't see that type of insult is not going to help anything. It's fun for the radio. All you're doing is perpetuating.
Do you believe that President Ahmadinejad is Looney Tunes?
Some of the things you said.
Thank you. Okay. Yes. Do you believe that he takes the positions that he does in the name of Islam?
No, I do not.
So he's a complete liar.
Calling a Looney Tune is another indication of your immaturity. You're playing right right into his hands. So why don't you try to do something respectful?
I realized in hearing that back after 12 years that part of what I was showing was disrespect for Looney Tunes, which, again, Mel Blanc's voice that you heard there at the very end. I mean, Looney Tunes were a great American institution and certainly, I think, had a longer survival in terms of grabbing the world's attention than the Ahmadinejad version. But there's this. It just came out. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says the highest-ranking Iranian intelligence official in charge of countering Israeli spies in Iran was himself an agent of Israel. Would be interesting. He did not name anyone nor specify the time period in question. I would imagine that the official being named here, identified, has left the country. He did not name anyone nor specify any time period in question. Ahmadinejad attributed the success of Israel's intelligence operations in Iran to the high level of Tel Aviv's influence and infiltration in the Iranian intelligence and security services. Iran International Newsroom, the former president's comments were published there after former Mossad chief, Mossad is the Israeli equivalent of the CIA, former Mossad chief Yossi Cohen, who's a little bit of a gone rogue, but Yossi Cohen revealed details of Israeli operations in Iran in an interview yesterday. Cohen implicitly acknowledged that Israeli spies were involved in two explosions in the Iranian uranium enrichment facility at Natanz, and that Israel, said Cohen, that Israel has been closely monitoring nuclear scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh's moves for a long time before he was killed in November 2020. Okay, this is fascinating, and it's fascinating that actually this was revealed or commented on or confirmed by Ahmadinejad, maybe the first time he's agreed on anything with the Israelis. Let us go to your call to Daryl in Sammamish, Washington.
Hi, Michael, I always respect you, and you're one of my favorite hosts. I'll get right
to the
point. My mom was a librarian for over 30 years. We were not allowed to listen to such horrific type of music. She had a great love for the English language, and she taught us how to speak properly and have good vocabulary, because that set us above many others who didn't speak well. Number two, the way blacks are treated, I'm a black man, so black man alert. Blacks, beasts, mere pawns in the scheme of things with regard to liberalism. We can't get an ID, can't get knowledge, can't do math. How come we're tossed about so easily with our emotions? That's why you can't have babies in the black neighborhoods. Beasts. If you impregnate a young woman, it's the baby's trash, easily thrown away. The music, the culture dictates that there's no family lifestyle. Number three, telling us we don't need IDs is akin to telling the Mexicans that they have to speak English when they go and vote. It's a scare tactic. Mexican, Spanish-speaking people, they are never told that they need an ID. You know why? Because they have an ID. They have an ID.
You're right. They never protest about it. They protest about they don't protest being made to show an ID. You're right. Because largely there is some kind of identification there. Look, I appreciate your call, and I'm moved by your sentiments about the tendency to devalue children. And yes, it often happens on the left. And it is something that deserves attention. so does the devaluing of children in our population collapse. We'll talk about it coming right up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code NEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved show, we got an email that came in, which is complimentary. Therefore, I think it's complimentary. Therefore, of course, I want to share it with you. It's from Spring Creek, Virginia, I believe it is, from Peter. who says, oh, man, Michael, I love it when you read rap lyrics. I'm dying here. And, yes, I appreciate the sentiment. Frankly, I think particularly with that rap performance, the Vax Up My Thang performance, I think that one would have been tough to decode without some help from your humble host. There's also more. And there's a new book that has gathered a great deal of attention. And the book is called Empty Planet, The Shock of Population Decline. Came out a while ago, but got wonderful reviews. And has actually had a major impact. It's now out in paperback. And the basic theme of the book is that we are now confronting a worldwide problem that we previously had ignored. In fact, we had downplayed it. The worldwide problem has to do with a population dearth. And this is particularly acute in countries that are among the most developed countries in the world, countries like Russia and like Japan. And one of the things that the book recalls is President Putin in Russia, when he wasn't busy cyber hacking American businesses, tried a major national move, which is trying to encourage Russians to have more sex. And that ought to be easy to do, but he basically was taking a look at the decline in the Russian population. They have a chapter in the book, Empty Planet, The Shock of Global Population Decline, which actually talks a little bit about what they call the rising elephant and the declining dragon, meaning that because of the continued population growth in India, which I think by most counts now is the most populous country in the world, and the impact in China of their one-child policy, which they only recently scrapped, there was actually a more rapid growth rate in India than in China. In any event, it's all worth considering, and we were expecting to be speaking to the author, Daryl Bricker. I'm sure we will do so at some point soon. But there's also another scandal. I guess it's supposed to be a scandal. It is not tremendously interesting to me. We mentioned it briefly yesterday. Hunter Biden has an art show coming up where there are apparently buyers who are willing to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for an original Hunter Biden painting. And this raises ethics concerns. Why? Well, because Hunter Biden's not known to be a painter. He's not trained as a painter. I mean, his artwork, if you look at it, looks interesting, not embarrassing. But you certainly wouldn't expect people to be paying up to $500,000 for a painting. So the question becomes, does this work as some sort of bribe for the White House when someone who is very much an amateur painter suddenly is able to bring in thousands and thousands of dollars more than you think his painting would be worth because his last name is Biden? This is clip 9, and in the White House press briefing today, Jen Psaki had to respond to a tough question from a White House reporter about Hunter Biden's blossoming career as a painter. Listen.
Hunter Biden's artwork?
Mm-hmm.
Did the White House play any role in crafting the sales agreement with the New York Gallery to protect the purchasers or the ultimate purchaser's identity?
I can tell you that after careful consideration, a system has been established that allows for Hunter Biden to work in his profession within reasonable safeguards. Of course, he has the right to pursue an artistic career, just like any child of a president has the right to pursue a career. But all interactions regarding the selling of art and the setting of prices will be handled by a professional gallerist adhering to the highest industry standards, and any offer out of the normal course would be rejected out of hand, and the gallerist will not share information about buyers or prospective buyers, including their identities, with Hunter Biden or the administration, which provides quite a level of protection and transparency.
At quite a level of protection and transparency? Really? Does anyone really believe that any offer of purchase that would be unusually high, an offer of, say, $500,000, would be just rejected out of hand? Look, this is needs to be handled more effectively. Hunter Biden is an embarrassment. He's an embarrassment to his father. I feel sorry for him. But it's actually, when you're the son of a president, when you're the daughter of a president, look, there are a lot of different embarrassing stories. And was Jenna Bush had a, I think, an alcohol incident at one point. Bill Clinton had a brother, Roger Clinton, who was arrested on cocaine dealing, which was deeply embarrassing. But Hunter Biden, I understand his father has very profound feelings about Hunter, especially after the loss of his other son, Beau Biden. But there is one thing where President Biden should learn from another president who had some issues to deal with, and that's President George W. Bush. He's an artist, and he's a good one. His paintings are terrific. He has published two books of his paintings, and he really has a feel for it and a skill for it. But what he does is he makes sure that any payment for him, for his artwork, goes to charity. And frankly, if something like that happened with Hunter, this wouldn't be the same fear of a conflict of interest. And the one thing that if I were Hunter Biden or advising Hunter Biden or anyone at all close to that family, he really, really needs to begin every day by saying, okay, what am I going to do to make my family look good, or at least to avoid further embarrassment? Because I know he's a recovering addict, and I know he's a recovering alcoholic, and I know he has all kinds of deep problems. But look, the President of the United States has a lot more important tasks than trying to keep his wayward son out of trouble. And maybe one way of doing that would be going to a charitable donation. We will have a few moments to speak to the author of Empty Planet, co-author, The Shock of Global Population Decline. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show with that important subject.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing a sweeping executive order on Friday that will crack down on anti-competitive behavior by big tech and aim to generate competition across the U.S. economy. President Biden speaking about the importance of preserving American capitalism.
I'm a proud capitalist. I spent most of my career representing the corporate state of Delaware. I know America can't succeed unless American business succeeds. But let me be very clear. Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation.
The executive order is comprised of 72 actions and recommendations. Meanwhile, tech giants Amazon, Google, Apple, and Facebook have denied abusing their market power. News reports say the United States is considering downsizing its embassy in Afghanistan as security concerns grow in the war-torn country. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael, you have the greatest show on the planet.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, pleased to welcome Daryl Bricker. He is the CEO of Ipsos Public Affairs, a social political researcher, author, and commentator, the author of six bestsellers, including Big Shift. His most recent book, now out in paperback, is Empty Planet, The Shock of Global Population Decline. And it has been a shock to many, many people. We all grew up hearing about basically how we were going to eat ourselves and consume ourselves into oblivion, that the earth could not possibly handle constant growth in population. A lot of that about the constant, ceaseless, unstoppable growth in world population has turned out to be wrong. And a number of people have now acknowledged that, including some UN officials, as you point out in your book. What did people get wrong about the population growth being relentless?
Well, what they got wrong is cultural change. So what happened was, as we came out of the Industrial Revolution, we came through the Second World War, and this is mostly in the developed world I'm speaking of, what's happened is women have started to make different choices about the lives that they wanted to live. And part of that different choice has been deciding that they want to have smaller families. And, you know, it's usually something that people, when they look around them in a place like the United States, would acknowledge when they just even look at their own families. What's shocking to them is to discover that that's also happening all over the rest of the world.
And you make the point in the book that this is not all bad. It has some very negative consequences, but there are also some things that are gained by much slower population growth or even population decline. What possibly can be gained from that?
Well, if you're concerned about the environment and if you believe that most of the environmental degradation in the world today is caused by human activity, changing the denominator in that equation by having fewer human beings is obviously going to have a better impact on the environment. So I think that we're going to see a lot of good things when it comes to the environment. When it comes to the economy, probably more negative than good.
And what are the biggest dangers? I was saying before you came on to join us, Daryl Bricker, his book is called The Empty Planet, that already in countries like Russia, Japan, and elsewhere, they've tried to take measures to boost population growth. How has that gone?
Hasn't gone well at all. And that's part of the issue here. I mean, they're really running up against a culture in which smaller families have really become the norm, for most desirable norm for most women. So in places like, Korea, in Japan, China now, for example, they just came out with their latest census showing that their birth rate's down to 1.3. It's experienced a 20% decline year over year from 2020, and that's simply because people are having fewer kids.
And you in China, why would they be having fewer kids when they just got rid of that forced one-child policy? One would have thought that families that had been restricted to one child would all of a sudden want to take advantage of bringing more kids into the world, but they haven't. Why not?
Well, because the same forces in China are having that have happened in the rest of the world are happening in China. And the biggest aspect of that is really urbanization. And when we move from the country to the city, what was once a really good economic strategy, having lots of kids on the farm to lead around the animals and you know, take care of the crops, they're just extra mouths to feed when you get to the city. And so what happens is, despite what the government says they want to have in terms of family size, people are taking a different point of view. So the birth rate in China has basically collapsed. It's down to 1.3.
In the Western world, and you focus a lot on the U.S. and Canada, in the Western world, it's both families having smaller numbers of children and a significant number of people having no children at all. Has that surprised demographers?
Yeah, it really has. I mean, so we're kind of stuck. The models that have been predicting this explosion of population going forward have really missed this massive cultural change that's taken place relatively rapidly. And what they're discovering is that things, for example, like the fastest growing household in the United States today is people living by themselves. We're just not having kids the way that we used to. And as a result, all of our assumptions of what the future is going to look like are going to have to change.
Okay, that idea of people living alone and not having children at all, generally, and I think your book supports this idea, that's a problem for an advanced industrial society like the United States or Canada. What's the right solution to that problem?
Yeah, the problem is a real question of social cohesion. I think the first issue that we have to deal with, Michael, is just to recognize that this is going on. I mean, I turn on the television or listen to the radio every day and people are still talking about the global population exploding. Well, get used to the idea that it's not going to be exploding. We're going to have a smaller population. It's going to be much older than the population that we have today. That's the future that we have to start getting ready for. So our policymakers, our business leaders, you know, people in labor unions, people in education, everybody's going to have to start thinking about this.
One of the points you make in the book, and the book again is called Empty Planet, The Shock of Global Population Decline. One of the points you make that's very controversial is that we're going to have to rethink some immigration policies. Why?
Well, the only countries that seem to have been able to sustain their growth through this period of population decline have been countries that have had a more liberal approach to immigration. I'm speaking to you from Canada today. We have the largest amount of immigration per capita in the world, and it's the only reason that our population continues to grow. If we didn't have immigration at the levels that we do right now, we'd probably be looking at a relatively immediate future that looks more like Japan's. The United States is in a similar situation. One of the things that it has going for it compared to many other competitive countries in the world, is that it still is that desirable place that most people in the world who want to immigrate want to go to. Now, that doesn't mean that you can have wide open borders. Obviously, you need to control that situation. But there's going to be a period of time here where there's going to be a lot of desirable immigrants available in the world that if the United States plays its cards correctly, they'll be able to bring in some of that, I would say, productive economic growth that could come through immigration into the United States. The question is whether or not there's the desire among the population to see that happen.
You have one chapter in your book that contrasts the situation in India, which has had a more steady population growth, with China, which, as you said, is really coping with population decline. What's India doing so differently, and how is it benefiting that country?
Well, the first thing is that India hasn't urbanized to the same degree that China has. I mean, it's urbanizing, but not to the same degree. But also, they still have quite a rural country. And when you go to rural places where there's more of a, I would say, a more traditional type of society, birth rates seem to be tend to be higher. So I don't know that it's so much that India has planned for any of this or there's any sort of population policy. It's just the natural outcome of a larger rural culture, I would say, in India.
And do you think that when you look at this problem, and we only have a few seconds left, that generally Americans should be encouraged about the future of our country or worried?
I think that this potentially is, again, the American century. If we can get the immigration situation correct in the United States, there's an awful lot of opportunity for the American population to stay stable or to grow a little bit this century in a century in which China, for example, is going to lose about half of its population.
The book is called Empty Planet, The Shock of Global Population Decline. And this is a very high compliment. You pick up this little paperback, and there is a surprise, a nugget that you're going to want to underline on virtually every page. I very much appreciate your joining us, Daryl Bricker, and I hope you'll come back because this bears and deserves and requires further discussion. Also, we're going to provide further discussion about another crisis involving an American family, one that turns out not to be at all what the daughters in the family thought it was. That's in the new movie, Black Widow. Among those we'll be reviewing coming right up on The MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking forward to a great weekend after the great 4th of July weekend, but still a time to be thankful and appreciative for this great country we live in. And there are three different films that have different views of America that are worth reviewing from Hollyweird. And the biggest of those films is Black Widow, which is part, of course, of the Avengers Marvel comic books universe. And it doesn't really fit in. It fits in between some of the previous Avengers episodes where the Black Widow, Natasha Romanoff, has been a big participant in some dramatic events in the saga. But this time we go back to the very beginning when she's a little girl. She's living in Ohio with what seems to be a very typical happy American family. Rachel Weisz is the mother and David Harbour is the father. And then something happens that changes everything in her life, and she finds out that things are not quite as normal as they seem. She reconnects with her sister, played by Florence Pugh, who you might remember from the most recent Little Women. But the Scarlett Johansson character, Natasha Romanoff, has a lot to learn about what's really going on with her family. Listen.
You're a science teacher. Your husband, he runs these houses. You're thinking about moving, but you're going to wait until the interest rates go down.
That's not my story. I was an Avenger. I made mistakes and a lot of enemies.
It's called Science Taskmaster. He controls the Red Room. They're manipulated. Fully conscious, but no choices.
I should have come back for you.
How many others are there? Enough.
Okay, does this sound confusing? Well, it is a little bit. It's much easier to follow for people who are deeply saturated in the Avengers universe. The performances are the one aspect that actually saves this film, particularly the supporting performances. David Harbour, who plays a guy with a bunch of different identities is really terrific in the film, as is the British actor Ray Winstone, who plays a mastermind of a Russian program that is actually behind all of the events in the movie. The problem with the film is it goes on and on and on and on, and the action sequences, the chases and people leaping through the air and flying through the air, none of that is particularly well done. And frankly, the performance at the center of all this doesn't seem like a person. It seems like a comic book figure. That's the character, the lead character, Black Widow, played by Scarlett Johansson. On balance, not quite up to the par that people have expected from some of the more recent and distinguished Marvel comic books, Avengers movies. Two stars for the PG-13 Black Widow. There's another science fiction tinged movie with Chris Pratt. Black Widow, of course, a major box office hit already. But The Tomorrow War is streaming on Amazon Prime and playing in theaters. And it stars Chris Pratt as a veteran of the Iraq and I believe also the Afghanistan War, who's trying to lead a happy suburban life. But then he is called back to service, a desperate service to save the world, because he has to travel to the future to help protect humanity from an invasion of very hungry, very nasty aliens. Listen.
We are fighting a war 30 years in the future.
Is this a joke?
Our enemy is not human. We need you to fight.
You got drafted.
I will be back. I was trying to save my daughter. If I gotta save the world to save her, then I'm gonna do it.
This is the end. The human species will disappear from the face of the earth. We are literally living on borrowed time.
There's still a chance that we can stop this war from ever happening. So we gotta fight.
Okay, Chris Pratt does a great job of evoking heroism and making you care about him as a character. Despite, of course, the preposterous plot, there's also a reconciliation with his father, who's well played by J.K. Simmons, who was necessary to also be transported to the future to help deal with the space aliens. The space aliens make the movie. They are extraordinarily nasty reptilian critters, and it's unclear whether they are thinking and plotting this vicious takeover of the Earth or whether they're just beasts that are transported by other unseen aliens that we don't really know much about. Some of the battle scenes are extremely compelling and bring you along. Of course, there are others that simply go on too long. The creatures are extremely unpleasant. I mean, as you'd expect for people who are trying to destroy humanity and to eat all of us. This is another PG-13 movie. It really ought to be R, because it's pretty tough with some of the blood and gore, though some of the blood and gore is from space aliens who you most definitively are rooting against. So 2.5 stars for The Tomorrow War, and you might even enjoy The Tomorrow War today. The other film that is making some waves and getting some critical attention is a film by Steven Soderbergh. It is called No Sudden Move. It's a noir crime thriller set in 1954 in Detroit. And what's going on in Detroit in 1954? Well, it's a little bit before Motown, but the car industry is going on. And there is what turns out to be a murderous conspiracy in the car industry, a number of petty crooks led by Don Cheadle and Benicio del Toro have been asked to do what should be an easy job, to pick up a few thousand dollars for being muscle in some kind of criminal conspiracy. But it turns out to go much deeper and much more twistily complex than you expect. Listen.
What is going on?
What's going on, big guy?
Yeah, what are we doing?
We're following instructions. Are you helping me or are you not helping me?
No.
God called me, offering me $10,000 to turn you in. 15 for the white guy.
Think he's the only one that can make a move? I can make a move, too.
I don't think that's the end of that.
Why are you doing this, man?
Because I'm going to get what's mine.
Okay, that's Don Cheadle, who's outstanding as he always is. It's a great ensemble cast. Matt Damon turns up in a crucial part. John Hamm is a sympathetic cop. And David Harbour, who was so good in really the best thing in the Black Widow movie, is here again playing a business executive and devoted husband who's not entirely what you expect. The film is violent without being excessively gory, but violent enough to be profoundly frightening. And there's harsh language for an R rating. The film, No Sudden Move, strange title, but it keeps you guessing. And you manage, I think, to follow this incredibly elaborate plot where everybody is compromised in some way, and yet you end up having sympathy for most of these people. The plot involves the future of the automobile, frankly, which is an intriguing Philip. This is one of the more successful Steven Soderbergh pieces of work in a long time. It does move slowly, and it demands pretty close attention if you're going to keep track of what's supposed to be going on. 3 stars for No Sudden Move. And we need to take a sudden move to looking forward to next week. And we begin next week with an interview that I'm very, very much looking forward to with Governor Chris Christie, who apparently has a series of somewhat radical ideas to rescue the Republican Party. One of the things that I've been writing about and caring about a lot is Republican rejuvenation. We'll talk with Governor Christie about Republican rescue. What does the Republican Party need to be rescued from? It's been rumored that he's one of those people considering a run for the presidency. We shall see. We'll also be speaking about reports about the rapid decline of white evangelical America. Not true, the Washington Post says. They highlight a big new study. And a Utah BLM faction has posted, "When we black Americans see the American flag, we know the person flying it is not safe to be around." Really? Why not? How do they know that? We'll probe that and much more next time, Monday, in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.